It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Coach's Corner. We approach the end of this month of May and start to turn that calendar over. We're turning that calendar over from the spring to the summer sports, and today we're going to talk some softball and some baseball. I've got the old head coach right here, and legendary coach, Coach Britton's in the house today, and we're going to talk with him about the Albia Blue Demon baseball team. Another promising season lies ahead for the Blue Demons, and then we're also going to check in with Coach Mitch Chance. He's on his way. They got a tournament today, and we're going to talk with him about the Lady D's softball team. And then at the end of the hour, we got Coach Todd Ratliff. He is running the dam-to-dam race right now. He is out on the course, and we're hoping we're going to catch him at the finish line and talk with him a little bit about his run, but most importantly, the state track meet, just to recap that historic track meet that was a week ago. And wow, what a tremendous accomplishment. Just unbelievable when you think about what the girls and the boys did up there and where we've come as a track program. So we're excited to talk with Coach Todd Ratliff as well. But first, and up in the batter's box is Coach Boyd Britton. When we come back to the Coach's Corner, don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Considering a move? Now is the perfect time to buy or refinance a new home. And Community First Credit Union is where you'll find big savings. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering free appraisals on any primary home mortgage loans. That's a value of up to $400. We're ready to help you get pre-approved today by applying online at c1stcu.com or visit one of our 16 locations. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
When you are in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Get your Hoyt bow and accessories at Bluff Creek Archery, 117 Washington Avenue East, Albia, Iowa.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Here high above the Albia Square as we look down at the couple of gray skies today, but I think maybe the rain is going to stay away. But lots of rain over the last week has caused problems for most ball teams getting games off, including the Chargers, who were going to play last night. Certain Chargers were looking to unveil their new lights, and that was going to be an exciting moment for them. But they got rained out. Lots of ball games rained out throughout throughout the Midwest, but particularly here in southern Iowa. And yet the Blue Demons got a double hitter in last night. Got Coach Boyd Britton sitting next to me. And Coach, boy, that's a testament to the field, because I'll tell you that we've been pounded with the rain, and to be able to get a game off last night with all the rain we've had, that's a real testament to the way you guys take care of the field and getting things ready to go.
Yes, Coach Cagle works really hard at taking care of that diamond. He surprised me last night by having a diamond in near-perfect condition, despite how soggy it's been and everything. And, boy, we was glad to play.
Well, not only were you glad to play, but you played it well, and the Blue Demons came out with a couple of really important wins. You know, to get a couple of conference wins right here in the first part of the season, Coach, really important, and against a really good, always a very good Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont team. And got done in dramatic style, too. Two really close ball games.
Yes, sir. First ball game was a 1-0 game. Tyler Madison pitched a shutout there. Bryce Lation hit a solo home run in the third inning, and it was a 1-0 ball game. It was a fast-moving, well-pitched, well-played ball game.
And Tyler Madison, the hurler on the mound for you, he's a junior, a kid that got some opportunities last year, even threw a little bit as a freshman. But he's really grown into that spot to be your starter.
Absolutely. Tyler is what we call our number one man. He's the man in big situations that we're going to give the ball to. And I think he's going to do big things.
Second game, got that game as well, Coach. Describe that one for us.
Well, it was an 8-4 ball game. In the second inning, we scored 7 runs. The key in that was, and really pretty as a fan, if you sat there and watch it, we executed 2 suicide squeezes with the bases loaded in that ball game. Both of them done by young men who was their first year on the varsity, but yet they laid down 2 perfect squeeze bunts and kept the inning rolling along, and they both got on because of their hustle down the line.
Boy, I'll tell you what, when you're at the batter's box and you know you have to lay that bunt down, you have no choice, because that runner from third is barreling home. And out of the corner of your eye, you can't help but see him coming at you. The same way the catcher can't help see him coming at you is that you have to lay that down. Everything's on the line. And to lay that down twice at the high school level is pretty darn impressive.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We've worked hard this spring on our bunting, and the kids have really took to it. But to have first-year varsity players do something like that for you, you have to feel good inside.
Well, Coach, getting 2 wins here in the early part of the season, you're fighting the weather. You have since the beginning of the season. That's always the case. But fighting Mother Nature to get games in is always one thing. But the preparation and the practice times also get squeezed, and then you start to lose a few games here and there. So, I mean, it's not uncommon this time of year to have to deal with those issues, but those are things you have to deal with.
You're right. It's just kind of as sure that you're going to get rainy weather in some point of the season. Unfortunately, this year it was right on the start. We had to cancel 2 doubleheaders. We got one of them rescheduled for this week, and we'll get the other in here, try to get set up to reschedule this week.
Well, Coach, this is every year's a new team, but this team really does have a whole new feel to it. Tell us a little bit about this team. What are Who are the seniors on this club? And then maybe if you can, and that's putting you on the spot because it's never easy to throw out the names, but a little bit about what the makeup of this team looks like. What is going to be the style of a play for this Blue Demon baseball team?
Well, I guess that I think that we have to get good pitching, the good defense, and we're, as a defensive ball club, we are pretty skilled at that. Impressed me a lot. It's a team that is very young, is a team that hopefully will mature as the year goes along. That's our goal, is to get better each game. And last night, in two ball games, we only committed two errors. Our pitchers only walked two people. You know, if you get the good pitching and the good defense, I think you're going to be in every ball game.
Pitching is so important, and keeping runners off base, the leadoff walk, giving up walks, it can just absolutely kill you as a team. Tyler Madison is a guy that can throw strikes. He's a consistent strike thrower.
Yes, and we have several other boys. Dave Havman, who pitched the second game, he only walked one man. I thought struck out 11. I thought he pitched a very solid baseball game. Both of them complete games. It's just kind of nice to sit back and watch something like that. And as much as you can watch it, sit back and watch a 1-0 game, your nerves are on edge because just one air or bobble here and there, that baby might get away. But boy, I thought Tyler, particularly in the last two innings, just bared down a little bit and really, really was impressive.
Well, you have to have the depth of the pitching because you just can't go out and throw seven innings every night and so who are the other guys? You mentioned Nate Havman, but who's the other guys that maybe might get some moments on the mound this year?
Well, in the senior department, Cole Jones will throw some. Cole is a first year on the varsity. Then we got Jacob Linger. Our regular shortstop, he'll throw several innings. He's a solid control man, has to locate his pitches well, but those are two people that we're counting on. And then we come on down. We've got several sophomores that I'd like to talk about here. One of them is Kobe Thomas, a left-handed boy. Kobe's could develop into a very good baseball player. He pitched in Colfax the other night, had a little control trouble, but still he was still solid. And then we have a junior. Oh, my goodness, now my names are starting to slip on me, but... we think we have eight people that can pitch varsity ball and do it reasonably well. I think that's a plus.
Oh, absolutely. And then some of the guys that are younger, those are good moments for them to get to, and with the tournaments and with a long season, they'll get their moments in there. And it's just nice to know you have some young guys that you're going to be able to develop as well. But eight guys give you a lot of looks and. Get those nights where maybe it's not such a big night in terms of the game that's on the schedule. Not that you're not wanting to win every game, but you're going to have to get some rest for your top two.
Absolutely, and we'll basically those two people will pitch conference games only. And they'll need help in that department because this year, we have a little different setup than we did last year with going to varsity and JV part of the time and then varsity doubleheaders, and you can be close to back-to-back days there.
Well, Coach, that's, you know, when you think about baseball, boy, I tell you, it can be, you guys got to be ironmen. You know, you really do, because it can be a long, grueling year if you're not mentally prepared and obviously physically prepared to handle a long season and with the new changes. And why don't you explain to us, to the audience that maybe is, that hasn't got this yet, some of the changes in the way they're doing the scheduling this year?
Well, since Knoxville came into the league, we now play each team three times, where last year we played each team four times and played 20 conference games. This year we play one varsity doubleheader with the team we're playing. We also play them one JV varsity games, giving us on the varsity a total of 18 conference games.
So you got so you're gonna have a little mix up of double hitters versus a single game nights, and I think there's gonna be some travel that's gonna. I like the double hitter formula, and that gives you guys a little bit of a maybe slows down the travel a little bit, so you're not traveling as much, and that helps with the expenses. But from a player's perspective, I used to like to have to play back to back games, but it can wear on you in a long season.
Absolutely. You know, whenever you start playing doubleheader two, three nights in a row, you can all of a sudden become a weary ball player. And when you are in that, have that problem, that's when doing things over and over and over again all the time, you just do it naturally. And I think you can't beat fatigue, particularly if you're dealing with 95 degree days and you've got a doubleheader.
Nope, it can really wear on the body. Well, Coach, why don't we take a quick time out? I want to come back and want to set things up and talk a little bit about the pop in this team, because I think it's got a good hitting baseball team you guys got here. And I think I also want to shake down the league a little bit and see if I can get into your mind and give us a forecast, a fearless forecast for this upcoming season. When we come back, we'll continue to talk with Coach Boyd Britton, head coach of the Albion Blue Demons. We're talking baseball and softball today, so stay right here on the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
It's just not summer without an ice-cold fountain pop. So it's a good thing Hy-Vee Gas has 32-ounce fountain pop for just 79 cents. You'll be saying, ah, all summer long. But you could also be saying, woo! Just scan the QR code on your 32-ounce fountain pop from Hy-Vee Gas and enter for your chance to win prizes like tickets to concerts and sporting events, gift cards, and more. It's a summer of winning with 79-cent fountain pop. Only at Hy-Vee Gas. Some restrictions apply. No purchase necessary. See stores for details.
Choose Hammer Medical Supply for your mobility needs, including power chairs, scooters, and manual wheelchairs. Hammer Medical Supply can bring the equipment you need right to your home with free delivery, plus complete setup, patient instruction, and follow-up. Hammer even files your insurance paperwork for you. For service in Sheraton, call 641-774-4600. In Oskaloosa, call 800-395-5537. And in Ottumwa, call 641-684-6800.
Looking to purchase your first vehicle? Well, you're in luck. At Community First Credit Union, we offer a first-time auto buyer program for young adults with little or no credit. Low rates, low monthly payments, and a great way to establish credit. It's time to get excited about that new car or truck you've always dreamt of. Stop by your local CFirst today or apply online at c1styourvoice.com. Terms and qualifications apply. Rates subject to change at any time. Equal opportunity lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albion and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from, so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Hi, welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Talking round ball this morning. Baseball and softball as the calendar turns to June. That means the spring sports are being left behind and the summer sports are taking full effect. And that's baseball and softball. And we got the head coach of the Albia Blue Demons baseball team right up here in the studio with us, head coach Boyd Britton. Legendary coach Boyd Britton, buddy, you have seen about everything in baseball. As many years as you've coached here and been a part of baseball, you've had to see about everything.
Well, you always think so, Jason, but then all of a sudden something else pops up that you want, that you haven't saw, and yeah, but it's been a fun ride for me. Coaching in the summertime is not easy, but I really enjoy it, and if you enjoy what you're doing, well,
you got the dynamic duo of baseball, Coach Cagle, and I miss seeing him because I always love to give him a hard time too. But and then your staff again, if I have it right, you've got Gabe Graver to on your staff as well. So got a nice group of guys to work with.
Yes. As they say, Gabe Graver is handpicked. I asked him the last 2 years of high school, when you go to college, come home in the summertime, and we'll put you to work. And that happened. Gabe Graver knows the game of baseball a bunch, and he's always available. And Jim Cagle, you can't say enough good things about the man. Anybody that put up with me for 16 years.
Well, that's what he keeps saying, Coach.
It's a fact. Good baseball mind. But it's also, some people say it's dangerous for him because he thinks too much like me.
Yeah.
I think we work well together. Who knows? Everybody has an opinion on things, but hey, we'll keep working with kids and trying to make them better as a baseball player and as a human being.
Well, you guys are doing a great job, and I think you guys are the dynamic duo of baseball, and it is kind of funny when I'm talking to Coach, and you know, you guys think and say the same things, which is a good sign. That's you know, you got a team going.
You know, yes, that's true. But you don't find two coaches that are more dedicated to what they're doing than Jim Cagle and Gabe Graver. And by golly, it's just been a pleasure to have them with me. I'd tell them if I get too heavy for him to carry and put me down.
Well, you got a pretty strong guy sitting next to you in Coach Cagle, and so I don't think you have anything to worry about there. I think he can carry it himself, you know. But let's talk about this hitting of this baseball team, because I think you're going to have a really good contact hitting ball team that's got some pop to the bat. You know, right there in the middle of your lineup, I think, you know, you got some guys that can really put the bat to the ball. I don't think there's a better hitter, a pure hitter, than Bryce Leshen, period, in the state of Iowa.
Well, Bryce Leshen can do a lot of things well. He when he's swinging the bat well, he can drive pitches out of the ballpark like he did last night in that first ball game. He can hit solid line drives to the gaps. I guess in my years of coaching, he's the man I would rather have come up in a situation than about anybody. I don't want to hang myself here.
Yeah, that's a good decision there, Coach. But you know, I can a little bit. I've seen, you know, and that is by saying that about Bryce Lesion does not put down anybody else, because Bryce really is a tremendous hitter. And you've had a lot of really good hitters. And I think his brother Brett would like to vie for some of that. But I'm with you. I think if I was in a moment where I absolutely had to have a hit and somebody to make contact with the ball, it'd be Bryce Lesch, and I'd want the plate. And that's a good guy to have in that three spot where you need to have contact, and you got to, but you got to have guys that get on base in front of him. And that's where I think your top two guys can be guys that can make contact and produce RBI opportunities for Lesch.
Absolutely. This year we'll feature Jacob Linger in the leadoff spot. Jacob will be our regular shortstop and part-time pitcher. Good speed, good instincts. And then we have been batting Cooley Thomas behind him. He's a left-handed spray hitter. We can let him screen out the catcher a little bit when Jacob's on the go stealing. And then those two guys are setting it up for Mr. Lesch. And behind him, we've been batting Nate Havman. Nate's also a spray hitter, so to speak. Hits all fields. He's a good base runner. Just a solid ball player. And then we have been following him up with Ryan Remonco. Ryan is a naturally good hitter, smooth swing, can hit the ball hard. And then we just keep going down the line with Gannon Ozing and Madison and so on, whoever we've got in the ball game. We've got 15 ball players on this team, and on a given night, we will use different type lineups, but this is a good, well-rounded team, but it's also young and can make mistakes. Hasn't done that too much, but they can.
Well, Coach, you know, I look around the conference, and you do see some teams that are in the same situation. So, you know, where do you see this conference shaking down? And of course, it's just young here, but always a really competitive conference here, and really good baseball playing here in Southern Iowa.
Without a doubt, you're right. The South Central Conference is competitive every year. This year, we have Knoxville back in the South Central Conference. If you said this team's a favorite in here, they would probably be the favorite. You still got Centerville in here. You've got Sheraton in here. You've got Davis County. You've got Eddyville, Bladesburg, and you got Clark. And don't forget about Albion. We'll always be somewhere.
Coach, I thought a nice compliment to the South Central Conference was March and getting selected all Big Ten at the University of Iowa, and looking what they're doing, and it's pretty darn impressive. He was a young man that we saw a lot of for several years.
Yeah, he beat up on us for 4 years. In fact, I told Josh one night when I intentionally walked him, I told him, you ain't never going to beat me. I will just put you on.
Well, he became all Big Ten, quite an accomplishment, and they made it to the World Series, and so they're trying to find their way to Omaha. But it's kind of nice to see some of the guys in the South Central Conference go on and do great things, and certainly he's going to be playing baseball at even the next level. I'm pretty certain of that.
Yeah, I think that's great too. Marshing is a good, solid citizen. Anybody could be proud to have him representing them. And the University of Iowa needs to be congratulated. The day they hired Rick Hellyer was one fine hire. Rick run around down here in South Central Iowa for a lot of years, and everywhere he's went to coach, he's been a success.
The man knows baseball, knows how to get the best out of his baseball players, and I think their best days are yet to come, and just the same way with you as coach, and I appreciate you stopping by. It's going to be a fun season. I think you got a very young team. It's going to be fun to see them develop. I think you're going to have those hiccup moments, but I think you're going to have a whole bunch more of those moments where this team shows that it's improving and getting better, and they're going to be fun to watch. And already last night, you're showing us that you guys are not afraid to be aggressive on the base paths and aggressive at the plate.
Well, yeah, we're going to try to do that, and we appreciate your thoughts on that. Appreciate giving us some time here. Just always excellent to represent Albion in this South Central Conference. Hey, we got 8 ball games this week, varsity. We play Monday through Saturday, so... at the end of the week, I can give you another report on this young ball club.
Well, we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to coming out and getting on the air. And as our full swing of summer sports broadcasts get going, we're going to be out following the Blue Demons around the diamond and having lots of fun, Coach. And we'll look forward to seeing you and Coach Cagle and Coach Gravert from A Avenue West. He represents the hood.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. If you don't have anywhere else to do this week, well, check the schedule and wander out to the Ball Diamond. We'll be out there.
The boys in blue, and they'll have lots of fun and entertain you, too. We're going to take a quick timeout, come up, and catch up with Coach Mitch Chance. We're going to talk Lady Softball when we come back to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Stams is holding a plant sale. You'll save $5 off on hydrangeas, $10 off on any tree valued $50 to $99, and $15 off on any tree valued at $100 or more. Annual 3-packs are 99 cents. 4-packs, $1.25. 4-inch geraniums now are $2.59. 4-inch petunias, $2.59. 4-inch red geraniums, $2.59. That's Stam Greenhouse, 2421 Highway 92, Oskaloosa.
Switch to U.S. Cellular and we'll pay off your contract up to $350 per line. Plus, when you activate any new smartphone, you'll get a $150 U.S. Cellular promotional card instantly. Requires retail installment contract, share connect plan, $25 activation fee, and device protection plus $150 U.S. Cellular promotional card issued by Metabank, member FDIC, valid for purchase in-store, ETF payoff up to $350 per line. Other restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular is Boyd's Cellular. Boyd's has 4 locations to serve you. New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
It's the best combination. Order a new Brock grain storage bin now and get a good price on a great bin with the best aeration floor and the best walk-through bin access door available. By ordering your Brock bins early, you're also assured of getting delivery and installation before harvest. If you're ready to upgrade your grain storage or increase your storage capacity, plan now and get the best value for your dollar with Brock grain storage bins. So get a great bin. Brock's award-winning Super Strong Tri-Core Aeration Floor with Parthenon Support System and an easy-to-use walk-through door. Contact Marvin Creech, your Brock dealer in Eldon.
Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods is ready to help you save and get grilling with USDA Select Family Packages of boneless beef country-style ribs, just $3.99 per pound. Family packages of 80% lean ground chuck patties are $3.99 per pound. USDA Choice Angus Eye Round Steaks are $3.99 per pound. And Hormel Natural Choice Thick Cut Pork Steaks are just $1.99 per pound at Jim and Charlie's on North Clinton in Albia.
Considering a move? Now is the perfect time to buy or refinance a new home. And Community First Credit Union is where you'll find big savings. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering free appraisals on any primary home mortgage loans. That's a value of up to $400. We're ready to help you get pre-approved today by applying online at c1stcu.com or visit one of our 16 locations. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Ah, welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're talking baseball and softball this morning as we turn this sports schedule over to the summer schedule and got Coach Mitch Chance on the line, and he is on his way to another tournament. Coach, first week underway here. Of course, you have to fight Mother Nature, but it sounds like you guys have got the bus on the road and ready to get to some more softball.
Well, yeah, we just arrived here in Williamsburg, which is about as cold as the day of softball as I've played or coached my life. So it's pretty chilly out here, but we made it, and a few sprinkles along the way, but it looks like we're going to get in three games today.
Well, very good, Coach. Shake down this this week, and I know it's been a difficult week with the weather, but shake down here this early going for you guys.
Well, the week kind of started off a little rough. We lost to Moravia on Monday night, which is a very good team. They've got a really, really good pitcher. Lost 6-4 to Moravia. We came back on Wednesday night and played Murray, who was a team that was 25-2 a year ago, and beat them 12-11. And then last night we got swept by Eddyville, which Eddyville, I think they're rated 8 to start the year, and they're as good as advertised. I haven't seen a team hit the ball like that in about 3 or 4 years. They got girls throughout the lineup 1 through 9 that can just rope the ball. And you know what? We didn't play real well defensively last night, but that's, like I told the girls, I said, it's still early, girls. You know, we spend 75-80% of our practices on defense and taking ground balls and go through situations. We just didn't play well last night. We're going to have the opportunity to get better today, and I'm looking for a few wins today.
Well, Coach, man, you never shy away from you know, some really good competition, and you know, if most people heard Murray or Moravia, they wouldn't put them maybe on the sluggers list, but you knew they were going to be really good ball clubs, and to get them and Eddyville Blakesburg right out of the gate, boy, that's iron sharpening iron right there.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, sometimes some people say that's good for you, and it really is, because we've got a couple eighth graders starting, we've got a good, great group of seniors, and we got some girls with a little bit of experience. So it's there's nothing wrong with going in and playing these good teams right away. It does nothing but help you in the long haul. And you know, today our final game of the day, we're gonna see Bondurant Farrar, who finished second in the state behind Clark last year. So we're gonna be challenged, and you know, it's gonna be good for them. You know, like I said, I've always said to Dubbin coaching, your win-loss record really doesn't mean a lot until you get to the postseason. And we just got to keep getting better. The girls were obviously frustrated last night. It was not a good defensive performance. But like I said, you know, I told the girls after the game, you don't try to make errors, okay? You don't try to strike out. You just got to keep positive and keep fighting. In the second game of the doubleheader last night, we played much better than we did the first game. So I'm hoping some of that confidence that some of the girls got at the plate last night is going to carry over to today.
Coach, talk a little bit about the battery for you. Talk a little bit about the girls that are getting the opportunity to throw the ball. And today is a day where you can probably get a few more innings in there for some ladies that maybe don't get those normal looks.
Yeah, that's true. You know, like last night, our four seniors, Tegan, Lexi, Emma, and Kinsey, you know, they bat in our top five. Kinsey's our leadoff, and Hannah Isley's been batting second, and Mary Shepherd has been in there along with Kennedy Schroeder. Sydney DeBrien's been in the lineup playing right field for us, and one of the girls who's really shined early so far this year is Riley Leshin, an eighth grader, who I put at that 8 spot, and just hitting the ball all over the place right now. And I just really been proud of her, of how she's responded, because She's came up in some big situations early this year and came through for us. And that's, you know, for an eighth grader to do that, who probably wasn't expected to do much, or, you know, probably even her own opinion, probably wasn't expected to do much varsity times, come in and played a big role for our team already. So, you know, I just hope this team continues to believe in what we're doing, because, you know, we're four games through the season. We got 36 more to go, and like I said, I think today's going to be a day where we get things going the right direction and start playing a little better ball.
Well, Coach, who do you have up first today?
We have Grinnell here in about 30 minutes, and then we play Iowa Valley, and then we end the day with Bond Ridge.
Well, man, I tell you what, Coach, you do not shy away from them, buddy. You you guys go out and get some really good competition. As you said, the wins and losses do matter. You want to go out and win, but getting better is the most important ingredient to being the best at the end of the season.
Yeah, that's right. I told the girls today after our first two games, like, you know, I'm expecting to be 3-3, and then you know, and then that last game against Bond Ridge, you go out and you play, and you know, anything can happen. So we need to get a couple W's here to get the girls back in the right mind frame, because they're obviously disappointed. You never want to lose your conference opener, especially against an Eddyville team. But it's an Eddyville team that, you know, we're not to that caliber right now, and you know, they're a better team than we are, and they showed it last night. But, you know, our goal is going to be the next time we play them to go there and beat them. So that's you know, that's the way we're thinking right now.
Coach, real quickly, the change in the scheduling, doubleheaders, you got three games against each opponent, doubleheaders for two of those games, and then the other team's going to have to go on the road for a single game. How do you like that new style of scheduling?
Well, you know what? I like it, because we've got two pitchers that I think can go out there every night and compete and give us a chance to win. I don't like... for example, I had a couple of coaches in the conference call me last night, and they got done with their games at 11:15, 11:30, and I don't like that. I don't like that at all, especially, you know, for teams who are going to be getting up on Saturday morning at 7 o'clock and having to travel. And by the time you get, you know, that's hard to do. You know, mentally that's hard on anybody. But, you know, for the format, I like playing each team three times. It really gives you more of a, the end of the year, gives you more of a conference champion, and you're going to have to win a conference championship. You're going to have two pitchers that can do that. And for the last 8 years, you know, you've only played the conference teams twice, and you can go all the way through your conference season with one pitcher. And this year, you're going to have two. So basically, you know, the team that has the best number two pitcher is probably going to be the team that wins it, because depth is going to be such a big thing with this new schedule change.
Well, Coach, it's going to be a great ride, and we're looking forward to getting you guys on the air, and looking forward to hearing about a great weekend for Lady D softball, and go out there and get them and have some fun today.
Okay. Thanks for your time, Jason. I appreciate it.
Thank you. The head coach of the Abbey Ladies, head coach Mitch Chance, one of the best in the business. Boy, I'll tell you what, his teams always get better. I can go back a few years, folks, and I remember they started the season, and they were in a real rut. They'd had a long losing streak, and I think they got to nine losses, and yet that team went on to become a team that nearly got their way to the state softball tournament. So having rough starts never is an indicator of where you're going to end, and you know, with the schedule they've already had, beating Murray, wow, what a fantastic team. And I'll tell you what, if you're living in Southern Iowa, and this Moravia softball team is going to be a heck of a team as well, and so is the Rockets. Coach Chance talked about that. Lots of really good softball going on, and I love the game of softball. It's one of my funnest, one of my best sports to broadcast. Well, I'm losing my English language here this morning, but truly is. I love the pace of softball. Going to be a lot of fun. We're going to talk about pace here in just a second. We're going to try to catch up with Coach Todd Ratliff, and hopefully he's ran the right pace to get to the finish line at the dam-to-dam race going on in Des Moines, and we're going to try to catch up with him and get his final comments of an outstanding record-breaking track season. When we come back to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Lucas County Health Center is proud to welcome Sheraton native Molly James, D-O-M-P-H, to our facility. As the new general surgeon and critical care doctor at LCHC, Dr. James specializes in breast cancer care, endoscopies, abdominal surgery, critical care consults, and more. To schedule a consult with Dr. James, contact LCHC Specialty Clinic at 641-774-3245. Experience comes home with Dr. Molly James.
Ellis Greenhouse has the largest selection of vegetable plants in southern Iowa. They have fruit plants ready for planting, plus bulk and packaged seeds, hundreds of perennials and flowering shrubs, and a large selection of annuals and geraniums. Ellis Greenhouse at the junction of 34 and 65 at Lucas is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day. Ellis Greenhouse, growing for you for over 45 years.
Considering a move? Now is the perfect time to buy or refinance a new home. And Community First Credit Union is where you'll find big savings. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering free appraisals on any primary home mortgage loans. That's a value of up to $400. We're ready to help you get pre-approved today by applying online at c1stcu.com or visit one of our 16 locations. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. Equal opportunity lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Going to get on the old phone line and catch up with my good buddy Todd Ratliff, who is at the Dam to Dam race in Des Moines. Coach, you've crossed the finish line.
Yeah, I crossed the finish line. It wasn't one of my best races ever, but it wasn't one of my worst either. So
did you get a 5.5 minute pace in, Coach? Is that what we're shooting for today?
I did a little better than I was hoping for. It was a sub 8 minutes, so about 7:43 average. So
that's
I'm
pretty.
A little bit of trouble hearing you. There's about 9,000 other runners standing around, and Porta John slamming, and so.
Well, congratulations, Coach, on a tremendous run this morning. But let's talk about this record-breaking historic season for Albia Track.
Yeah, you know we had a great time from the start of the season to the finish. You know, our first five meets, what we were trying to do is get some relays qualified, some events qualified to get in the Drake relay, so we didn't really look at points and team titles too much. Plus, it allows us to get some of our younger kids involved in the races. And, you know, out of that, we ended up with five events at Drake relays again. So that was pretty special. We went to Drake, again, medaled in the 4x4, top three there in third. And KJ threw well. Hunter got second in the open 100, and the 4x2 was top eight. So then we started rolling into our competitive meet season, and we ended up. We won at Cordon, we won at Albia, we won at Davis County, we won at Van Buren, we won conference, and that wrapped up the regular season. So that was pretty fun. I think we had seven meet titles this season as a team, and that speaks volumes of the kids and their willingness to step up and do what they need to do to help the team perform to its best. And then, you know, districts qualified 12 and finishing up there at state by anchoring that 4x4 to finish the meet and to catapult us into third place. So, you know, third place out of 96 teams that had the chance to compete there. I am pretty excited and happy for those young men.
Coach, I can remember a time you were rattling off of all of those meet wins, but I remember a time when you were just hoping if we can get in the top three, we'd done something special. So that tells you where this program has come.
Yeah. You know what? I'm sorry, Jason. I can't hear you at all.
That's all right, Coach. Hey, congratulations on a tremendous season, and the youth that you have coming back is going to be a lot of fun to look forward to the future.
Yeah, you know, I'll be track and field is I don't want to jinx this, but there's a lot of people that are looking at that, and a lot of youngsters. You know, had a great seventh and eighth grade season down there with Coach Helm. You know, Coach Beal helps out with that down there as well. So, you know, I think we're gonna maybe just keep feeding the program here, and that's really what you want. You want kids to be involved. You want them to learn some lessons to deal with life, and you know, obviously hard work pays off, and we're seeing some of those rewards at the varsity level right now. So we'll just pray that we're continuing to be blessed there and have fun with it.
Head coach Todd Ratliff, head coach of the Albia track team, historic season. Coach, congratulations. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll be talking with you soon.
Hey, thanks, Jason. Go Big Blue.
Head coach Todd Ratliff. Boy, I'll tell you what, folks, what an amazing run literally the boys and girls track teams had this year. Record-breaking seasons for both of them, and congratulations to both the boys and the girls programs here at Albion. The youth that is on that Albion track team, we're going to lose, of course, you're going to lose some of these seniors, Ryan Sarver, Luke Sarver, Kieran Judge, but the youth has really filled up the track program, and coach has got things going the right way. It's going to be a lot of fun to cover the spring sports as we continue to have success in all seasons of these sports year here in Albion. We're very proud of our kids. Looking forward to a big Monday night this coming Monday. We're going to be over in Sheraton. I'm going to join up with Jim Frank, and I will be sliding in. I've got a softball game, a Little League Hawks softball game at 5:30, and I've got to be over in Sheraton to follow that with a first pitch around 7:30, 8 o'clock. Jim Frank is going to join me as we unveil the lights at the Sheraton baseball field. We're excited about being a part of that broadcast. I'll be over there on Monday. And then, of course, we're going to get into a full summer schedule, so you'll want to keep it right here for all your summer baseball and softball action right here on your Sports Leader KIC. Also, don't want to forget a big sporting event coming our way next Saturday, the 6th of June at 7:30, the 10th annual Dan Larson Memorial Bull Ride and Barrel, and that is always an exciting event, and that's going to be a great time and a memorial for my friend Dan Larson, who lost his life many years ago, and we miss Dan, but his legacy rolls on. He was an avid rodeo athlete and a bull rider, and so the 10th annual Dan Larson Memorial Bull Ride and Barrel here at the Monroe County Fairgrounds, 7:30 on Saturday night, next Saturday, June 6th. So lots to look forward to on a sports book. I want to thank Scotty Fry, the best producer in the business, for putting this all together. Thanks to Coach Boyd Britton. The boys baseball team going to be really hot. They're going to be very busy this coming week. 8 games in 6 days, and that's going to be a busy schedule for them. The girls will be hard at it, and we'll be out to bring you all your baseball and softball coverage right here in your Sports League KISC. But for now, have a great Saturday. You've been listening to The Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. We'll see you right back here at the corner 34 and 5. Have a great weekend.